Detective Inspector David Breese, BRIESE. I'm the Detective Inspector of Crime Services, Ipswich District. Yeah, so detectives are investigating an incident that occurred in a Bergen Street unit at Baval at around 9 o'clock this morning, where we believe a 29-year-old male has been stabbed and has subsequently died.
Where was he stabbed?
It looks like he was stabbed in the stomach, Queensland Ambulance attended and rushed him through to the Ipswich Base Hospital, where he underwent surgery, but unfortunately died during that surgery.
Any idea why he was stabbed or the circumstances around it?
No, we don't. Detectives are working through that at the moment. There were a number of witnesses at the location at the time. Detectives are speaking with them, and we hope to put the pieces of that puzzle together by this afternoon.
Do you have a suspect at this stage?
We have a 45-year-old male person who is currently assisting us, but at this point in time, no charges have been laid. At this early stages, I can't say for sure.
Do you know what the weapon was?
Yeah, we believe it was a knife.
And has that been located?
That's more than I can tell you at this time. Our forensics officers are on scene and are going through that unit as we speak.
Was anyone else injured?
No other persons were injured.
How many witness accounts are there?
At this point in time, we believe that there were 2 to 4 people that were at the unit location at the time, and we are speaking with them.
Is it safe to say there was a disturbance before it happened?
Again, I'm not really sure on that either. We'll get more as we speak to these witnesses, but what I can say is that it appears that everyone in that unit were known to each other.
Does it seem like this man was stabbed around 9 o'clock, or was he just discovered with these injuries at 9 o'clock?
We believe it was, if it wasn't at 9 o'clock, it was shortly before.
Where was he found?
In the unit.
In the unit, okay.
Yep.
Residents have said that police frequent that apartment block pretty often. Is that a safe sort of characterisation of the block?
That's something that I don't know myself, so I can't comment on that.
Has there been complaints from the apartment before?
Don't know.
Is there any threat to the public at the moment?
Don't believe so, no. The persons were known to each other, and all persons that we believe were in the unit complex at the time are currently assisting police.
So there's no one outstanding that you're still searching for?
No.
Are you seeking any more information?
Yeah, certainly anyone that was in the area at the time that may have seen anyone coming or going from that unit complex in Bergen Street, Baval, we would be keen to talk to, and anyone that is aware of anything. So anyone that heard anything or has been told anything, they can ring the local Yamanto police station or go via Crime Stoppers.
Is there anything more that you can tell us about the man who was stabbed or the man that's being questioned in terms of their, ethnicity or whether they're from the area?
Both persons are from the area, they're locals, but that's about it.
Did the man who died, did he live in that apartment?
We're still trying to piece that together.
Can you tell us the sexes of the witnesses?
No.
Is there anything else you can say that you haven't?
No. I think that's about it.
There is a crime scene, isn't it?
Sorry?
The area is still a crime scene.
Yeah, and I would imagine it'll remain a crime scene guarded by police at least for the next 12 to 24 hours while our scientific officers conduct their examination. So we've set up an incident command here at the Yamanto Police Station, and we have local detectives as well as homicide detectives working.
Is this the unit you're looking at? As a crime scene, or is it an extended area outside of that unit?
It's the unit.
Was it police or ambulance first on scene?
I believe it was ambulance.
And how would you describe the scene that the officers were faced with when they arrived?
I'm not sure because I wasn't there. So obviously there were QAS officers there and a man that had been stabbed. So it would have been fairly traumatic, I'd imagine.
Do you know who called an ambulance, whether this man was able to alert authorities himself or whether a witness did?
No, I don't know.
I just wanted to check, now when we're off camera.
Yeah.
Did you say you knew what your weapon was?
Oh, we're pretty sure it was a knife.
A knife. Yeah. And it has been located?
No, I said we're not sure where that is.
Sorry?
We're not sure where it is. As in, we're still processing the scene. So we'll process the scene piece by piece.
But you haven't got a bloody knife at this stage.
More than I can say.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I send you? Okay.
All right. We believe it was a knife, and we're processing the scene.
Okay. And so how many people did you?
Well, he's got a stab wound.
Yeah.
So he wasn't stabbed with a piece of wood. Yeah. So we believe it was a knife.
Yeah.
We're processing the scene.
Yeah.
And that's where we are.
Stab wound or just one?
We think it was just one actually. Yeah. So yeah.
A single stab wound. So.
Yeah.
And how many people did you say were in the apartment at the time?
We think somewhere between two and four. It's a bit up in the air at the moment. So we know that during the morning, a number of people came and went, but exactly how many people were there at the time, we're not sure.
Okay.
When the actual stabbing occurred.
Do you think is there any indication that it's drug related?
I don't know. Yeah, at this early stage, we'll get more of a indication as these everyone there start giving us their versions.
Right. So do you only have the one person being questioned at the moment, or is there more witnesses who are... Yeah.
Oh, well, we've got one person who is in custody assisting us, and then there's two to four other people that we believe were there either at the time or shortly prior.
And they're being questioned at the moment.
And they're with us. They're assisting us as well.
Are they likely, like by the time we go to air at 6 and 7 o'clock, are they likely to still be questioned?
They could be. What time is it now? 2:15. They could be. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And even with the main person of interest.
And that was a 45-year-old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still, by the time you go to air, and don't worry, if anything changes, I'll tell police media straight away if anyone's charged.
Yeah.
But it may not be the case that by 6 o'clock. I'm not sure. We'll just work our way through it.
Man.